Hi, it's Rabbi Avraham from Zikru, and here we are. We're rounding the bend on week 21 in the Daf Yomi cycle, and we're about to go into Yontiv. And who would ever thought that we'd go into Yontiv with 145 blot in our hands, that we'd be able to chazer over Yontiv, over, definitely could do it any time, numerous times over Yontiv. But that's absolutely remarkable. And on behalf of Barry and myself, I just want to thank everybody for being a part of Zikru and making it what it is. And to think that next year, Mirtz Hashem, Lashana Baba Yerushalayim, but we'll get to another Shavuos, and we'll be over 500 blot. They'll be able to chazer pretty hopefully easily, also El Shavuos. So I want to wish everybody Hatzalach in their learning, and it's a great time, obviously, over Yontem and Shabbos to really consolidate everything we've done up until this point. You know, I got a beautiful email from Yisrael Olsberg from Eretz Yisrael. I met Yisrael in Ramat Beit Shemesh when I was there over Purim time, and had the pleasure of meeting, and he wrote me an email, and he wrote the following that I want to share. He said, I think for me, the experience of learning Daf Yomi and actually remembering material for the long term is akin to slowly unfurling a large scroll. And instead of the part already read closing on itself and going into oblivion, it remains open and accessible. Also, the longer this goes on, the more glimpses I get of the oneness and connectedness of Torah. So that's beautifully said. I want to thank you, Yisrael, for sharing that. But here we go into Zman Matan Torah Seinu, Baruch Hashem, that we have Daf Yomi, everything we've learned, really open and accessible to us, with all the blot really right there for the learning and the taking and the growing and the building. So that's fantastic. I just want to add just one little element to that, which is we know at the time of Matan Torah and Parshas Mishpatim, the very first Pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu is told that he should place the Torah in front of us like a Shulchan Aruch, like a prepared banquet table. And I always think to myself that when you go to a chasna, to a wedding, there's two ways you can go. You can go to a wedding where, you know, you go and you get to the banquet hall and there's a fruit cup on the table and you eat your fruit cup and then eventually you get to your soup. And you get your soup and you get to your main course. Or there's a chasna where you go and there's a big shmorek before and there's a banquet and there's the stations all over the place. And when you're there, you're salivating. Everything's right there in front of you. Your appetite has been wet and you really don't know where to go and where to go back to. But when you're standing with just a fruit cup and you don't know what's really coming and it's not there in front of you, then you don't have the same excitement and motivation and awareness of really what's for the taking or, and growing with. So Baruch Hashem, by having the Torah become more and more an open table, so many sugyas that really all interconnect as we'll grow and we'll see over time, Mirtz Hashem. It's really fantastic. That's one thought I want to share. So I want to thank Yisrael for his thought and just want to add a little bit to that. I also want to share one other sentiment. You know, we say always at this time, Kol Yisrael stood by Har Sinai, Ki Ish Echad Bolev Echad, one man with one heart. And as much as I've heard it, and it's a beautiful thought, I must say that that thought resonates for me this year much more readily because of Zichru. Because up until now, you're part of a shir, you have a chabura, you're running here, even part of Daf Yomi, but more or less, at times I felt like Ishachad, one Ish, you know, with Levachad, not Ishachad, but Levachad with the whole nation. But Baruch Hashem with Zichru, I can say for myself, and I also say this on behalf of Barry, that we feel that all the members of Zichru, it's Ki Ish Echad Bolev Echad, we're all here sort of working to attain the same goal and contributing to each other, to one another, in so many different ways, again, that we never would have imagined, but all with the same sentiment, to be by, you know, Har Sinai, once again, Mirtz Hashem, or by the Makom HaMikdash, Ish Echad Bolev Echad, but we're all working, and there's a certain special je ne sais quoi, a certain feeling, a good feeling that I feel, and the Mirtz Hashem should be compounded by all of Klal Yisrael, all working together to be what we're really meant to be in the greatest possible way as the Ama Nivchar, the ones who are given the Lech HaKtov from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the most sacred treasure to be as Am Sugula. But I think that this experience with Zichru for myself, Barry, and for hopefully for you as well, has heightened the sense of what it means to be Ish Echad Bolev Echad, really working towards something together in a very special way. And Mirtz Hashem, that, you know, as hopefully things are settling out in the veldt, I really hope that we'll be able to get together, you know, by the Siyum of Masechus Shabbos, and I'll get to see you in person, get to meet you, and we'll get to know one another instead of just hearing each other's names. And I certainly feel I've gotten to know a ton of people and feel connected to you. And Mr. Shem will all be together and be able to spend some time together celebrating and also benefiting one another with insights we've gained through the experience to date. So again, on behalf of Barry and myself, I want to express our Karas HaTov for everybody and wish you a wonderful Yantav of Kabbalah Satorah. And you should just open wide and let HaKadosh Baruch Hu fill you completely to the greatest way possible. And whatever asagas you currently have of what you can do, hopefully through this experience with Zichru, you realize that those asagas are possibly limited, because if we can do this up until now, who knows we'll be able to achieve over time, Mr. Shem, together and individually to help ourselves, families, communities, and Klal Yisrael as a whole. So again, this is, have a wonderful Yantav, Rabbi Avraham Goldar, wishing you a great day, great learning, great Yantav, great Shabbos, and Mr. Shem, we should get together in the near future.